Hey everybody, welcome back to another episode of Crystals and Clarity. This week I wanted to talk about stored emotions and what does it mean to repress emotions? How does it affect you when you do that? And then how can you actually go about releasing those stored emotions? So basically, when we store emotions, hold on to or repress emotions, it basically means that when there's some kind of emotion going on and you don't let yourself feel it or experience it and you suppress it, it becomes stored in your body. So what I mean by stored in your body, for example, let's say, you can feel emotions physically as well. So if you have anxiety, sometimes you can feel it in your stomach, or if you have a lot going on emotionally, you know, your life feels overwhelming, you might just feel very heavy physically. Or, for example, have you ever felt like when you tell someone something or you let something out and then you feel like a weight is off your shoulders? These are kinds of examples of like what it means to store emotions in your body. Like you can feel it physically in your body. So why is storing emotions not really the best thing to do? So it can actually have a negative physical effect on your body. Your physical and mental health can be greatly affected. For one example, it can disrupt your natural function of cortisol levels. So cortisol is your stress hormone, and it actually serves a purpose. Like it's good to have some cortisol up to a certain point because it does serve a purpose within, you know, your whole bodily function. But when it's disrupted or there's too much of it, that's when it can start to cause problems. When you bottle up your emotions and you don't let yourself feel them and work through them, the more you bottle them up, the more likely it is that you will unexpectedly feel those emotions, most likely at inopportune times. So I'm sure you've probably experienced this at some point. So it's almost like this explosion of emotions. And it's not really the healthiest way to express your emotions because you're not really in control. And it's almost like you don't realize that this explosion of emotions, or it's like a reaction to something in an emotional way, you don't always realize that that is because you have all of this previously stored emotion. So a lot of times when we store these emotions for too long, eventually you forget what emotions you are holding on to or why you're even feeling this way. And then when you have that explosion of emotions, you don't know why it's happening, or you don't even realize it's because you've been storing these emotions for so long. You might actually just associate that outburst with the situation that made you react that way. It's almost like, you know, the last straw. This is like what tipped you over the edge, this little thing. It doesn't really necessarily mean anything, or this event or situation or person that made you react that way. If you didn't have those stored emotions, you might not have reacted that way. You can only have all of these emotions bottled up for so long. Like you can't store and bottle up every single emotion because eventually it will come out in some way or another. And when you are holding on to emotions, like I was just kind of explaining, you will react emotionally to things that you normally wouldn't. So it's really just like you're kind of just like tense all the time, and you know, you're on the verge of this big emotional reaction, and then something will happen and you will explode. And having these repressed emotions for too long can actually cause you to be in a state of fight or flight, which makes sense why you would constantly feel this like tension, high anxiety, and, you know, having any little thing just to set you off. Like it makes sense that you would be in this state of fight or flight for way longer than you really should be. And storing your emotions for too long can actually lead to physical symptoms as well. So it can lead to like heart disease, intestinal problems, insomnia, headaches, autoimmune disorders, just to name a few. So ultimately, storing emotions and not working through them and processing them can lead to poor quality of life. And you might not even realize that that is what's causing this uneasy feeling. So how do you know that you have stored emotions? Well, here are just a few examples of what you might want to look out for. So if emotional people make you feel uncomfortable, if you avoid people or situations that make you feel emotional, you might, you know, avoid emotional together and rarely get emotional. You might experience low motivation. Just little things will really bother you. You might experience stress without cause or without realizing why you're just so stressed all the time. You might experience mood swings, and you might think and feel that emotions like anger or sadness are actually bad, when in reality, all emotions serve a purpose, and it's important to feel all of these emotions, and based on everything that we've talked about so far, we can see the importance of feeling those emotions, because when you associate certain emotions, like, for example, anger or sadness as being bad, that is when you suppress them because you think that it's not good to feel those things, when in reality, it's actually really important to feel them when you experience it. And that is what it's all about, is to actually feel these emotions. And that kind of leads me into the next part of this episode, which is how to release those emotions. How can you actually release any repressed emotions that you have? And moving forward, how can you avoid repressing emotions? So like I said, the main thing is to really just allow yourself to feel. Feel those emotions. Experience the emotion. How does it make you feel? How does it feel in your physical body? Really letting the emotions go through you and being aware of what that's like. Really processing the emotions. Acknowledging your feelings and being intentional. And by that, I mean basically having an awareness of like, okay, this is what's going on. This is the emotion I'm feeling. I'm going to let it go through my body. I'm going to let myself feel it and be intentional with that emotion and recognize how it makes you feel. Practicing mindfulness, meditation, hypnotherapy, talk therapy, grounding yourself in nature, moving your body, journaling. These are all examples of how you can release emotions, whether they are repressed emotions or if it's an emotion that you are currently feeling. So maybe when you feel some kind of emotion, you might feel the need to cry, scream into a pillow. You might want to dance it out, work out at the gym, EFT, which is like a form of tapping, painting. You know, there's so many ways that you can process and experience emotions. It doesn't just have to be like sitting there and analyzing the emotion and, you know, whatever it is. You can do whatever it takes to get it out. Do what feels best for you. So, you know, journaling, moving your body, meditating, dancing, you know, it doesn't have to be necessarily like super related to the emotion. You know, you could just go for a run. A lot of times people report that physical activity really helps to feel better emotionally and let go of stored emotions. And most importantly, let go of judgment of yourself. Don't judge yourself for having emotions because we all have emotions and it's important to feel those emotions. There's no bad emotions, so don't judge yourself for having emotions because it's completely normal. And if you are wanting to use crystals to help you to release emotions, if you want to use crystals for emotional healing, there are a few that I will suggest to you. So if you're storing emotions in your heart center, like if your heart is feeling really heavy, My favorite go-to for that kind of thing is malachite. It's great to clear out just like heavy feelings in your heart. And of course, amethyst. Amethyst is like just a go-to crystal for like really anything relating to self-care. You could use moonstone, obsidian, any kind of agate, chrysocolla, blue calcite, unakite. You could use bloodstone, rhodochrosite, or clear quartz. Again, clear quartz is another one of those like go-to crystals that will just really help with anything that involves self-care. So overall, it's important to process and clear your stored emotions so that you can have a healthier relationship with yourself, with loved ones, and most importantly, with your emotions. A lot of people repress emotions and may not actually know where to begin. So if this is you, just take it one step at a time, remembering to be patient with yourself, be kind with yourself, because it's going to take time. There isn't like a set timeline or a set way to process stored emotions or, be proactive and not store your emotions and actually feel them in the moment. There's no real one way of doing it because it depends on you. It depends on how you feel those particular emotions and how you want to express that. And if you do want to use crystals to help you along your emotional healing journey, and you want to use one of the ones that I mentioned, go check out my Instagram for pictures of what they look like. And I will link my Instagram in the description. Good luck with your journey, and thanks for listening. This podcast is brought to you by Jessica's Holistic Hypnosis.